Hello, my friends. I've got a special podcast episode for you this week. It's actually a recording from a testimony that I gave. As you know, I've been walking with God for several years. He led me to quit my full-time career. I was a pharmacist for over a decade, named the best, most influential in the world, and he called me to walk away from that. That was a faith leap. After just buying a house, he told me to walk away from it all, that he would provide and redirect my steps. So I shared recently at my church my testimony of how God can use the very things that you're counting out to be the very things you can count on. His promises are never changing. He always follows through. So I hope you enjoy this testimony. Enjoy. God bless.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. So I'm kind of loud, so I'm going to put this here. So why does God allow mental health struggles? Why does he allow us to do things that suck? Oftentimes, it's the very thing you're counting out that he is counting on. Quick question. Who likes Chipotle? Hey, show of hands. So tomorrow's my birthday, actually, so it's birthday time. So before this, I went to Chipotle to treat myself. And I walked up to the menu and chicken al pastor's back. Can we get some applause? Yes, it's the best thing since sliced bread. Well, as I'm eating that, I was reminded that today is also my best friend's birthday, who died when he was 23. It also reminded me that my mom died in my arms 6 days before my 21st birthday. Why am I telling you this? Because at the time, I didn't understand why God hated me, but I realized that it was the exact thing that he was testing me through that was the foundation for my testimony. Because back when I knew everything about everything, before I was 18, I wanted to be a vet, because being a vet meant playing with puppies and getting paid for it. Like I said, I knew everything about everything. Well, as I went through shadowing a vet, I realized that that's actually not at all what it was. And whenever my mom got diagnosed with cancer, I didn't know at the time, but she was given less than 6 months to live at diagnosis. We were in the pharmacy most days of the week. And I was looking for a new career option, because at the time I didn't know what I was going to do, now that I realized that vets weren't just getting paid to play with puppies. So because I was in the pharmacy most days of the week, through this turmoil, they say that when someone in your family gets cancer, your whole family gets cancer because you all live through it. And I have to say that's pretty true. So because I got exposed to this pharmacist who, no family friends, no neighbors, I didn't even know what a pharmacist was. All I knew is there's this guy in a white coat running around like a chicken with his head cut off, giving genuine care to a total stranger. And that caught me. And I decided that that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a man, and I didn't know it at the time, but God was using that turmoil to put me towards this testimony. And I graduated, so here's the other story. I applied to pharmacy school with this clear why. I'm like, God, thank you. You gave me direction. I know what I'm going to do. So I applied to 3 pharmacy schools just to be sure, and I got rejected to each one. I got rejected 3 pharmacy schools. I reapplied the next year, and I was the dead last person to get in. Why, God, did you put me through that? Why did you make me suffer and put me through so much of this, like, I'm not even worthy? Like, why? Well, I came to find out that when I got into pharmacy school and I graduated, part of my testimony was to mentor pharmacy students who were told they weren't good enough, to help people who thought they didn't have what it took because they didn't feel qualified. But what I came to realize is that God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies us all. So then in fact, in 2019, I was named the most influential pharmacist in the world. I'm not telling you this to impress you, but to impress upon you how powerful God is. Because in 2021, for the second time in my life, I audibly heard God's voice, who said, "You will not be in this career at the end of this year." What are you talking about? You told me to do this. You told me this career. I'm good at it. I love it. I'm making a ton of money. What are you talking about? I just bought a house. It made no sense. But as I kept going forward, I recognized that through that process of going through all of those things and those trials that God led me through, I didn't do this. This wasn't me. This was God in action through me. He put me into a relationship that I thought was everything I wanted until it was everything I didn't know. It was a 2-year abusive relationship
was one that I was actually engaged to. And it put me through hell. I had no exposure to mental health issues or anything like that up until this point. But I'll tell you what, I got a PhD in experience. I was so broken, I ended up having 8 different therapists. I was on mental medication, I was on Effexor for years. And after I went through that, I thought the same thing. God, why did you put me through hell? Why did you put me through hell? And I didn't know it at the time, but eventually what I realized is that sometimes God brings you down to your knees, so the only way you have to look is up. Through that, through learning about mental health, through learning about all those things, I got out of the darkness and into the light. Because I have a question. If you put both dark and light into a room, which one always wins?
Light.
Exactly. Exactly. So if there are things in your past or things you're wrestling with in your present that are still in the darkness, if things were left in the darkness, darkness rules. But when you bring it into the light, light always wins. Because I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and overcome all powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Luke 10:19. What are we going to do about this? We're not fighting for victory. We're fighting from victory. So coming back to leaving pharmacy, this was something I ignored for a long time. True story, like a crazy person, it was in October of 2021. I went on a walk in the rain because it was becoming very clear that this was not something God was going to let go. This was something that he pushed and pushed and pushed. And I went on a walk in the rain, yelling at the sky like a crazy person. I swear this really happened, because I'll never forget it. And I surrendered and I said, God, I will quit. I don't know what's going to happen, but I will. And he called me out of pharmacy into entrepreneurship to be a coach through all of this. I did part-time entrepreneurship, and then again I said, God, why did you bring me through all these things and then take me out of it when I had just the swing of steel, making money, doing all these things, everything was great, I was impacting the world. I flew to Ireland to give talks. I was all across the country being a speaker. I had a podcast. I wrote 3 books, all these things. Why are you calling me out of it? Because your testimony has yet to be written. Because there are people who feel unqualified. There are people who feel destitute. There are people who feel like they have no qualifications whatsoever. And that's when God steps in. It's when you're counting out the blessing that God will do the testing. Because the exact thing that you've been counting out is the exact thing that God has been counting on. Now, when this comes to mental health, there's something else that comes to play. Maybe you've heard of him, the devil. Anyone ever feel like they've been in spiritual warfare before? If your hand's not up, guess what? He's winning. Because he's always at play. Now, that does not mean that anything bad that happens is the enemy. And it also doesn't mean that nothing that does happen is from him. There's a balance. So I want to give you a few tools so you can recognize when the enemy's at play and when God is at bay. There's 5 things that the enemy will do to distract you. That's one of them. You might want to write these down. The enemy does the 5 D's. He distracts. He distracts you. Busyness is the badge of burnout. This is our culture. If you're not busy, you're lazy. That's literally what we're taught. Cheat code of the Bible. Whatever the world tells you to do, do the opposite. There it is. That's the cheat codes. So the enemy distracts you. The other thing he does is divides you, division. The fact that you're all here, you're winning because you're in community. We're made to be a body of Christ. Distortion. He likes to distort the truth. He likes to take your thoughts, your insecurities, your lies, and make you think that that's your identity. But your truth is, your identity is rooted in Christ. Deception. He likes to deceive you from the truth. That's why you need to be fixated on the truth. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Where focus goes, energy flows. If you're focusing on what's wrong, that's what you're going to get more of. If instead you focus on what's right, like the truth, which is why we need to be in our Bible every day, that's what you're going to feel. And finally, discouragement. That's why when we get all around each other, we can encourage one another for what we really see as truth, rather than what we feel. We talked about emotions a little bit earlier. When it comes to that, we really need to be on the lookout for where God has us on our path. And this is why when you're looking at things that are difficult, stigma, medication, people wronged you, injustices, things that are unspeakable atrocities, why is this happening? The thing that got me through these all these years, a verse I say over and over and over and over again, Romans 8:28, for we know in all things God loves those who are called to him, who are called according to his purpose. All things work for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. If that's really true, then what you're in is not an abandonment. It's not anything other than God using your testimony. I am not saying this is easy. It was not easy telling the world that I'm stepping away from this platform. It was not easy having my mom die in my arms. It was not easy going through years of abuse. But because I went through that, now I can relate with people who actually were in a place where no one believed in them. And the very thing that I was counting out was the very thing God was counting on to qualify me. And I'm going to speak to men right here because Holy Spirit's on my heart. You need to consider your past and get into therapy. Women need men of God. And there is so much stigma and crap from society saying that therapy is weak. That's garbage. If you're not in therapy, you need to get in. Everyone needs it. It's phenomenal. Actually, no, I've had eight. But I cannot say that enough. Society is weakening men. Women, is this true or not? We need our men to stand up. Guys, you got to step up. I'm not coming at you. I'm coming with you. I have this stigma too. So I really just want to encourage this. Mental health is something to be spoken about. I am so incredibly honored that this church is putting this on. This is something that I've been wanting to see for years. So I give so much respect and honor for each one of you who are here, who are leaning into this, because this is something that every single one of us struggle with. If you're in this room, you're not alone. Every single person is under attack. The battlefield is the mind, and unless you are putting your practice in that by being in the Bible every day, you're losing. But again, we're not fighting for victory, we're fighting from victory. The battle's already won, the battle is in your mind. Jesus saved your soul, but you've got to take part in your own rescue. You've got to step up and use the gifts that God has given you. They're not for you, but they're for you to wield and steward so you can pour into other people. Because the truth is this, right now in your life, if we're honest, you are not where you want to be. And you're not where you used to be. The space you're in right now holds value for people who are stuck where you came from. And when you own that and you wield that, you step into purpose. And you step into freedom. Because freedom is the willingness to be known for who you truly are. And when we're looking for the world and what makes us happy, we talked earlier about having a compelling vision. We talked about people who are depressed and not really wanting a future. Here's the antidote to that. Have a compelling future. If you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there. And it comes to this dichotomy of success, of what the world says you should have, and fulfillment. Here's what fulfillment is. Fulfillment, the definition of the word, is actually the word itself. You are meant to fill others. So when you use what you've gone through as a testimony for breakthrough, because he's the God of breakthrough, you can step up into the place where you have freedom to be known for who you truly are, and you're using your God-given abilities to pour into others and live in a place of fulfillment. Again, we're not fighting for a place for victory. We are fighting from victory. And that's how you can use the 5 D's of the devil to know why and how he's attacking you. A second framework, just to get this real quick. God will never speak to you through shame, guilt, or condemnation. If you're feeling those, that's the enemy. Final one, Galatians 5, 22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. If you're not feeling those things, that's the enemy. If you look at those three frameworks, that's a quick way to see, is this the enemy or is this God? But I cannot stress enough, the things that God has you in has a purpose. Lean into him, guide him in obedience, and it's through your surrender that he will lead you in a way to make your life not about you, but he will use you because we're not fighting for victory, we're fighting from victory. Thank you.